Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's your sixth year, yeah?
Yep.
Yes, this is the sixth year of the Sustainable Development Practicum between the American University of Paris and Linnaeus University of Sweden.
Between two of them and...
Yes, it's a combined program. And Tanya and I have been working together.
Yeah. And then how the Orville plays a role in that?
How did the Orville role... I grew up in Orville, so I knew about Orville from my childhood. I became a teacher. I'm involved in communication. I'm involved in sustainability. As the years went by, visiting Orville, I realized the potential for so many organizations to maybe take advantage or be able to be helped by the skills that we are teaching our students. So it started very small with a small group, a couple organizations, and each year we expose students to sustainability, to the different aspects of sustainability, and maybe work for them to realize how communication can help organizations, not just large corporations or companies, but that there's social enterprises, NGOs, all of them need to the skills of communication. So here...
That's what's extraordinary about this project. We're bringing the field of communications to advancing development and to advancing sustainability. And Orville is just a perfect campus and space of education and learning. And we're so fortunate to be able to have Orville as our learning environment for our students. And what they do is they develop communication projects with many of the units and organizations in Orville and help to match their communication needs to advance the mission of Orville.
How you choose the units or NGOs or services? What is the criteria? Or they come forward already by themselves?
Actually, some of them come forward now by themselves because after 6 years, they know our work, they trust us. There's a relationship. We've built a relationship to several of these organizations and units. But at the same time, you know, we work with lots of Orevillians, so our coordinators and the people in the field spend a lot of time going out asking. So we never come and say, we want to do this. We ask, what are your needs? How would you like us to help you? And so there's a lot of work done before we come here. And that's the work of Anna, Sasha, Anadi. They look at what's happening in Orville, where are the needs, and they make a list for us that they send back to us. So each year the organizations we work with change. They're never the same. Sometimes they stay the same because the needs are still there. That's how we work.
And the students are mostly students from mass media, information technique. Those are probably the...
Well, it's also global communications and civil society. Mm-hmm. Their emphasis is on development communications. And, you know, they do everything from conflict resolution to participatory models of development. So it's a very, very wide field. And it's not just media. But they use media to advance social change and advocacy. Yes.
But I believe that also to come here, because it's the group is about 30 of them, yeah?
20
this year.
So I believe it goes with... that somebody really is willing, they want to come and it can afford it, yeah? Or what is the criteria for that? How did students choose?
It's a part of a master's program. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the required courses, but it's the students are really, really excited and to participate in the practicum and also to come and discover Orville and to share their knowledge, but also learn from everything that Orville has to offer.
Yeah.
One other aspect that's interesting, we work very closely with SAVI, mm-hmm. and we also work closely with other educational programs, such as Living Roots. And
trying to coordinate our work together and see how
But you're not part of the Living Roots.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're two. I worked for Living Roots for 1 year, so mm-hmm. I got to know how they worked, and I wanted to... The way I wanted to structure a program was much more, very much interaction with Orville, so that they are very independent and they are doing their own thing. You hear that they eat lunches, they get to know, they spend every day with these organizations. That was very important, this interaction with Orville, that they didn't stay on a campus and isolated. And the second was that in a certain way, they realized that they had skills that they could contribute to Orville, was very important. So it became... they think they're coming here to give, but actually they also all realize in the end, I learned so much and I got something back. So it's that relationship that comes out of this experience.
That's the communication. I think it's also we're giving and we're taking. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And the students from the previous years, are there any comments? How do they feel about it?
Well, it's amazing. Now there's been over 100 students who've participated in the program, the AUP Linnaeus development program, and many have come back to visit. We have about a half a dozen who have returned for 6 to 8 months minimum and have written...
As volunteers?
And have written theses, actually done research theses in the master's. They've contributed to the economic report, to examining menstrual taboos within the village life for Avag. They've also worked with Ecosan and looked at diffusion of innovation. So we have several... really important academic works that come out of here, and we also have some people who have actually become Moravillian.
There are?
There is one who at least became a newcomer. I know her. So, and that come back and live here for a year or so. So there's, it does touch them in a certain sense. But also we try to coordinate and organize something back in Paris or in Linnaeus. So that we do a fundraising, and the students decide when they've raised some funds, maybe 2,000 euros or something, where they want that money to go back to in Oroville. And then the next year we'll bring that money. So there's a continuity from one year to the next. They know that the money they raise will be taken by the next year's group to
and
a specific
they
project.
They know where it's going to be
and where it's going to be taken. So there we try to keep that link alive too. And we also try to use a former student who has finished for 1 or 2 or 3 years to come back and be a mentor. So this year, the mentor is Orsa from Linnaeus University. 3 years ago, she was here. She happened to be in India. She asked if she could come back as a mentor. So she's helped a lot of the different projects, a lot of the people who are beginning their careers in development communication by giving them advice. And it's better that she does that than I do that. It comes in another way. They listen to it another way.
It's different. But tell me how the students choose which unit, which NGO, or which service, where they want to participate. What is the... I mean, they can choose, yes?
Yeah.
We arrive in mid-December, and the program begins with intensive visits to at least 4 or 5 units a day. And all the units do wonderful presentations and tours of their organization. And in part to present all the development and sustainable work that they're doing, but also to entice our students with potential media projects and communications projects. And after about 7, 8, even 10 intensive days of these visits, then the students choose their organization and begin to develop what we call a concept note or a very specific assignment that they're going to deliver to the organization. And then they work very, very, very hard for at least 2 weeks. And we have the fruit of that that extraordinary work today at the presentations.
Tanya, what are we going to see? We saw already Ecofem, we saw Yatra Arts. Yeah. The next thing is, I think, Mars Cafe.
Oh, and we still have, we got Wasteless was a very popular organization this year. because there's going to be work on the Bamboo Center, has also work by New Colors, Earth and Us, Mohanam Cultural Center,
Life Education Center. Yeah.
There's a lot. You've got the list of organizations to look at.
So it's going to be really full and busy day.
A very rich day.
A very rich day. And after?
And after?
You go home.
They pack. Tomorrow they leave in the evening. So it's a very intensive month for them. And they all go back and they maybe sometimes, you know, often what I find fascinating is that they take back things into their both academics and back into their professional lives that we hadn't even thought about when we structured the course or how we, you know, what we contribute. Because we also bring in lectures. We want it to be about sustainability. And it's just interesting to see what different people pick up on and what touches them. And that's, the journey continues, actually.
That's cool. I got one out of the way question because since the world is spinning around the money somehow, also in Oroville, how they found this? I mean, how they funded the trip and everything? By themselves or they are supported by the university or how?
Well, this is supported by our respective universities, the American mm-hmm. University of Paris and Linnaeus University. Of course, within the American education system, much of it is funded by the students. They're mm-hmm. part of their tuition payments, and they're also funding their own travel and their costs here. And they're all staying in Mitre this year, which has also been a great, great community builder for them. So, that's mm-hmm.
So yeah. Regarding funding, each student pays its own, their own flight, pays their own room and board here, pays their own transportation. They just like in Sweden, they have to use their loans and their grants that they get from the government to finance themselves. So they finance themselves. I have a faculty appointment back there, so it's part of my academic faculty assignments that I bring the students here. And every year I ask for an additional sum of money from the university to cover the costs of our coordinators here, to pay all the speakers that come and talk to us, to pay all the organizations'
expenses.
But even like when we print up some material, we bring money from to print up for the organizations. Mm. And we give each organization some money. And we also contribute to city services mm-hmm. with 100 rupees per day,
yeah,
per student.
Really happy.
So we try to do as much as we can. Mm-hmm. But each year I have to apply. Each year he has to apply to make mm-hmm. it feasible. Mm-hmm. And each year that, you know, we find out from our coordinators, have the prices gone up for housing? Have the prices gone up for transportation, for the buses that we need to rent? So we try and budget.
The bakery, the bakery increased the prices from Tuesday.
Yeah.
You wanted to say something? No. But you would be keep coming, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. We want to keep it going, and we're involving more and more faculty and more Orwellians, and it's just growing, and it's just really beautiful.
And we really hope that this vision of a university in Orwell, or a structure that brings in accredited programs, will take root and will develop, because this is the thing we'd like to tap into mm-hmm. instead of we having to organize it every year. If there is a structure here that is able to provide that, that would be wonderful. I mean, I feel this, why did I go back out and get a PhD and work all these years in higher education?
You can come back.
Exactly, so I could come back. So I'm waiting for that moment where I can come back.
Since you live in Orwell, you know that is still on the more dream plan. International zone is slowly coming.
Yeah, but dreams can go fast. Some can, you know, go real fast.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank
See you next
much.
Year.
Yeah.
Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
This morning in Cinema Paradiso is presentation of Who and For What.
Yes, this is a program that we do every year, and it's a program under AIP actually. It's called the Communicating Development Practicum, and Sustainable Development Practicum actually. We have students from two universities. One is the American University of Paris, and the other one is Linnaeus University. They come from Sweden. So they've been coming here for 6 years now. This is the sixth year, and they come for a practicum in the field of communications. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we introduce them to different organizations in Orwell, and also some local NGOs from the area and some other organizations around. And they do some practical task for them within the field of communications.
So the work is really practical. They try to solve either a problem or communication within the NGO or the unit of service?
Yes, it's all depending on the needs of the unit. Mm. So we always ask them, what would you like the students to do for you? Some would like a poster. Some mm-hmm. would like a pamphlet. Some would like help with fundraising. Some will feel that they need to communicate better within them, like mm-hmm. how do we do that? Or some need templates so that their workers can continue doing, like create a newsletter or whatever it may be. Mm. You know,
so it's really practical. It's also beneficiary for us, yeah? So
yes, it's really meant to be. We want to give something back.
How the students feel about it? Have you talked with them about it?
The students are really positive. Usually they get a great cultural exchange as well, mm-hmm. which is nice for them. And there are students within the field of communication. So one just actually said, she was in there, she said, oh, you know, I really felt that I could do all these things that we have been, or she said something about, like, something like that. Like, I really felt like I knew what I was talking about, she said.
Mm, that's
nice for the teachers to hear.
What about the feedback from the units and NGOs and services?
Well, let me tell you that most of the units come back to us and they want to work with us from after, I mean, they come back year after year. And I also been contacted this year by somebody who said, oh, you know, this is, I have a project that's perfect for your student. So I think we do pretty well and they're happy with us most of the time.
It's catching up, yeah?
I hope so. I think it is.
But it's only once a year and it's a 3 weeks as far as I know project or 1 month, something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of short.
You are under the unit? Which one?
No, I'm an Orwellian. I just get hired to do this. We have a unit under ASA, but basically I'm asked by the universities to coordinate the program for them.